Come on. It's one drink. What do you mean pass? What could you possibly have on that's better than having a drink or two with me? Free drinks, might I add. Perks of drinking with the boss. Busy. Doing what? Look, whatever pathetic simp you have plans with, I guarantee he can't beat what I have planned. Private booth at one of the hottest clubs in town. Its waiting list is like 6 months minimum. And how often do you have the opportunity to experience where the elite wine and dine? What? Looking forward to dinner with him? Seriously? I've seen the guys you go out with. Why lower your standards for losers who couldn't even park cars at the places I go? He's cute. Sweet. What is he, a fucking puppy? Sensitive. Sounds like a wimp, more like it. What did you just call me? Don't just laugh. What did you call me? Pathetic. I am many things, doll. Rich. Successful. Fitter than that scrub gym rat that picked you up last week. But pathetic. No. Now grab your stuff. I have the car being brought around. Fine. Have dinner with your newest failure. I'll have no trouble finding someone who knows how to appreciate the finer things in life. Finish those quarterlies before you leave, and make sure to have them on the plane tomorrow. I want to check you've done them right before the conference. Evening. Did you get my message to call the twins to get them to meet me at the club? Good. What are you waiting for? Let's go. No, she isn't coming. Fuck you, man. I wasn't rejected. She just already had plans. What plans? What are you doing? Writing her fucking biography? She had dinner plans with some piece of trash. Fuck off. I've not asked her 6 times. Nah, man, I couldn't give a fuck she said no. She's just the only real fuckable piece left at the office. Just playing hard to get. It's not bullshit. She wears the tightest fucking skirts, man. And half the time her tits look like they could bust out of her top. No one dresses like that at the office, at least if they're not looking to ride the boss's cock for a bonus. But fuck, man. She slums it. Some of the guys? She should know what a real fucking man is like. And I have just the idea of how to make that happen now. Yeah. She's gonna be at the conference with me, so it's the perfect opportunity. Yeah. Flight out is at 6, so pick me up at 5. The plan. So here's what I was thinking. There's a meetup spot that night where all the people are gonna get together and drink. I'm sure that she'll be there. She can't resist. The quarterlies. Yeah, they did look professional, didn't they? Well, you know what they say. If you want a job done properly, you do it yourself, right? Some of my finest work. Sorry. I see someone I need to catch real quick. I'll see you on the course next Thursday. Yeah? Same wager as last time? Double. Oh, I'm more than happy to take your money. You look stunning. Oh, didn't mean to startle you. My apologies. No. Wait. Before you say anything, can I say something? Please, it'll only take a minute, I promise. Come over here where it's a bit more quiet. I'm sorry. No, don't laugh. I'm serious. I've been a jerk and I... Hey, you didn't have to agree with me so quickly. But... I get it. I'm sorry for how I've been treating you. Always coming on to you, insisting that you come out with me. Yes. I know I asked a lot. Okay. Insisted a lot. I'm even sorry about how I spoke about your boyfriends and dates. For calling them losers and lowlifes and all that shit. Jealous. I don't fucking get. Sorry. You know, you're right. You're absolutely right. I acted poorly, and I'm sorry. No, don't say you were just kidding. You're right. I was. No, you didn't hurt my feelings. What you said... Everything you said is completely accurate, and I can only say I'm sorry and try and assure you that I'll do my best not to bother you again, and I'll keep it strictly professional, okay? Shh. No. You don't need to say anything else. I'm gonna leave you be and enjoy the rest of the evening. And thank you for all the work you did on the quarterlies. Everyone is so impressed. I've been singing your praises all evening. You really are incredible at your job. And I know that I don't really show how appreciative I am. But I guess I feel like I can't show any sort of vulnerability around the employees. You know? No. Please, don't say anything else. I'm already feeling embarrassed enough. I'm gonna call it an early evening and head to my room. And really, I meant what I said. You look stunning. That dress is incredible, but you just make it so much better. Sorry, there I go again. I'm speaking without thinking. I'm just gonna leave. What's that? Yeah, the penthouse. I always book it when I come here. I like the privacy and the view. Anyway, enjoy your evening. Oh, hello. No, I wasn't sleeping. Sure, come in. Me? Oh no, I'm fine. Oh, something to tell me. Really? My apology surprised you. Why? Wow, an egotistical prick, huh? You liked seeing a softer side of me. Vulnerable. Wow. I wouldn't go that far. What was that? You found it sexy. Found what sexy? Oh. You like a man to be vulnerable. Shy. Submissive. I don't think I... Are you sure about this? You want to do this? Yeah, of course. I do too. What? You want me to say what? Okay. Please? Let's get these clothes off. Lay down on the bed. Please. Oh, look at that. Whoa. So feisty. Let's just take this other hand and just... There. Oh, don't look so surprised. Uncuff you. Oh, baby girl. You're not going anywhere just yet. Fuck. Would you look at you? I knew you had a hot body, but fuck. Look at this delicious meal in front of me. And my driver owes me $50. He thought that pretty pussy of yours would have a little trim going on, but I knew. I just knew you'd be shaved clean. And what the fuck is this? You are absolutely dripping. No. Oh, fuck, baby girl. Your pussy is already making a mess on the sheet, and I've not even touched you yet. You really like your men to be pathetic, vulnerable, subby fucking simps, don't you? Yeah, sorry, princess, but fuck that. You need to know what a real man can give you. How a real man can pull you down from your pedestal and open you up to a world of extreme pleasure that you can only really experience when you know your place. And I am more than happy to be the one to break you, princess. Squirm all you like. It makes your tits jiggle so nicely. Oh, kitten. Such disdain on that pretty face. How did I know you would come up? Oh. I've seen those pathetic, sad sack simps you go for. All I had to do was play up to that disillusioned, dominant streak of yours. And I just knew you wouldn't be able to resist. I'm so sorry. I was a jerk. Blah, blah, blah. Please, The fact that you actually drool over that shit makes me wonder about your sanity a little. But I think that you just haven't experienced what a real man can provide. So let's see. Oh, so what do we have here? Was that a moan, princess?
No.
Now that definitely was a moan. Still don't want to admit it, huh?
Okay.
Let's see. Let me just roll your hips over here a bit. Now, don't fight it. You'll hurt your wrists. Look at that perfect ass. Well, almost perfect. It needs a little color. What a beautiful moan that was. You know what I think? I think that what's needed is a little bit of punishment for the amount of times you turned me down. How many was it? Don't be shy now, kitten. You were so eager earlier to tell me how... What was the word? Insistent, was it?
Yes.
How insistent I was. And what was it, apparently? 6 times? So let's see. 1. No. That other one didn't count. Because, princess, I'm in control here. And I say, it didn't count. 2. There's that moan again. 3. Careful. All that moaning and writhing, I might start thinking you're enjoying it. But let's even this up, shall we? See if we can get that other ass cheek to match the pretty marks of this one. Just roll you this way. Four. What was that? Come on now. What did you just mutter under your breath? There's that word again. Pathetic. Are you trying to make me punish you harder? 5. 1 more to go, princess. And this time, you're going to say the number. Yes, I'm serious. After this one, you're going to say 6. Because I said so. Say it. Come on, kitten. Use your words. What is the number, princess? I'm just gonna keep going until you say. Hang on a second. Disc, disc, disc. Well now, this is interesting. I think, Miss Dominant, that you are intentionally not saying it. So that I punish you more, of course. Don't deny it. Look at you. Panting, breasts heaving. And let's see. Hey, seriously, dripping pussy. Look at those swollen lips and your juices shining. Let's have a little feel at just how much you're enjoying it. You're so fucking wet. I knew you wanted me.
What?
Did I do all this to get you to date me? Oh, fuck no. I don't want to date you. I never wanted to date you. The first time I asked you was because I wanted to fuck you. The rest of the times was because I wanted to break you. I just needed to find a way. And I did. And now you're here, writhing that wet cunt of yours against my fingers. Or didn't you realize? That I stopped moving my fingers while talking. And you're the one that's currently fucking herself against them while you stare at my cock. That's right. I saw your eyes lock onto my cock getting hard, and that little bite of your lip. What? No witty comeback? No. You're even hotter when you're speechless, princess. Oh, still trying to assert dominance. Now who's pathetic? That's a battle you won't win, princess. Especially when just seconds ago, you were grinding on my fingers. Like a very good girl. Wow! What language! What a dirty, dirty mouth you have there. Uncuff you. Are you sure? You're telling me you don't like the feel of my fingers walking up your thigh. That gaspy moan was a no, right? You don't like me trailing the crop down your neck, over your breast, with a very light tap on the nipple. I guess that moan and buck of your hips was another no, huh? And you're looking at me stroking my hard cock because you don't want it, right? I'll take that silent lip quiver as a no. Okay. Well, if you aren't enjoying yourself, then let me just find the key to unlock you. It won't be a moment. It's here somewhere. Gosh, where is this key? Did you say, wait? I couldn't quite hear you. I promise I won't be a moment. I just had it before. What was that? Say that again. You don't want me to uncuff you. Well now, that is interesting. Do you want then? You want me? Me to what? Uncuff you? Say sorry? Send you on your way? What? Finish that statement, princess. You want me to what? To fuck you. You want me to Oh. Look at you spreading your legs like a little whore. Fuck. You're even more wet than before. Let's see just how much you want me. kitten. You are so fucking wet, aren't you? Anyone would think you like me being in control. Tell me you want me. Good girl. Listening to you moaning as I curl my fingers inside you. Tell me you want me. That you want my cock deep inside you. Look at you arching as I rub that needy clit of yours. You like that, princess? Don't just nod and whimper. Say it. Good. Good girl. Look at you. Absolutely melting at being called a good girl. So against it before, but now. Oh, the way you're grinding into my fingers, tightening around them. Are you going to come, princess? You want to come for me like a very good girl. You're so close, aren't you? Tell me you want to come. Come on, say the words. You beg so pretty. Now say, please. Let me hear it. Say, please. Oh, oops. Did I stop? And you were so close, weren't you? Yeah. Sorry about that. I just realized the time, and I have to make tracks. Let me grab this key right here by the bed. I have to get going to my actual hotel room down the road. I'm meeting up with that hot new girl from accounting. What's her name? Fuck it, doesn't matter. She has been desperate to get some alone time with the boss. I'd invite you to join us, but she has earned my complete attention for tonight. So I'll tell you what, I'll just undo this one side, and I'll leave you with the key. Oh, but before I do, I'd be more than happy to give you what you were absolutely begging for. At another time, of course. You know where my office is. All you have to do is crawl into my office on your hands and knees like the needy little whore you are and beg me to finish what I've started. And I'll oblige. If... if you're a good girl.